Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Jet Waterhouse.
Yeah! Oh, brother! Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My guest today, hilarious stand-up, who's the Greek Kenny Mayne, the great Kostaki Economopoulos. He'll join me and my producer, Gary Smith, for NFL playoff predictions week two. But first, time for the Waterhouse Update, sponsored by Rocket City, the JetBlue of space travel. NFL Patriots beaten so badly they had to be ID'd through dental records. Steelers fell apart quicker than Jordan Peele got out of sketch comedy. The Bucks like stories about how secretly sad TikTok billionaires are. They just keep coming at you. The only one happy in Dallas? The surgeon who'll have to Botox 30 more wrinkles out of Jerry Jones' mug. Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy officially manages time worse than a narcoleptic drummer. Arizona disappeared through a trap door like a televangelist at a strip club. And Cincinnati hasn't been this excited, Kostaki, since the producers of WKRP said, should it be in Dayton or Cincinnati? Okay, Cincinnati. That update's sponsored by the Dollar Confederate Statue Store. College hoops! Gonzaga reclaims the number one spot by stealing it off of Auburn's front porch. College football. Transfer portal so clogged, Kostaki, there was a 17-player pileup outside Columbus, Ohio. That item sponsored by Roberta Flak Jacket. You're not killing me softly or loudly in my Roberta Flak Jacket. Winter Olympics, bit of a red flag here. Chinese officials have placed the biathlon shooting targets in front of the Taiwanese embassy. Tennis, unvaccinated Novak Djokovic banned from the Australian Open twice. Technically, that's a double fault. And finally, this week in sports history, the date 1997, the place Los Angeles. The NBA suspends Dennis Rodman indefinitely for kicking a cameraman. Said the cameraman, yeah, that's nice. Who's paying for the Nikon and my hernia surgery? This Waterhouse Update sponsored by Stripper Pole, the fishing rod that'll make them dance right into the boat. All right, my guest today, a comedian who mans the very funny Twitter site All Pro Lines and just completed a tour, folks, of the Dakotas in winter without Sacagawea, Kostaki Economopoulos. Kostaki, how are you today? Are you starting? Are you questionable? Or are you on injured reserve?
Well, I'm always questionable. It's good to see you, Chet.
Good to see you.
It's nice to be back. These games are fun. We had so many blowouts, and I love the
The playoff picks. Week two, sponsored by Cornhill, the only cornhole game with a 20-foot drop into a fire pit. Gary Smith, my producer, last week's celebrity guest Steve Gorman went 6-0, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? As did both of us.
We all did, yes.
So everybody's tied. So the pressure's on Kostaki to fill that celebrity hole with four accurate picks this week. Or more likely, you and I, Gary, will fall off the pace badly. First, Kostaki, who was the worst round one loser before we dive into the game? You got Dallas, you got Philly, New England, Oakland, Pittsburgh, Arizona. It's kind of a mashup there. Who looked horrible to you?
So many good choices. You got to give it to the Patriots, right? Because the Bills had the perfect game. They had eight possessions. They scored touchdowns seven times. And on the eighth one was the kneel down. There were no punts. There were no turnovers.
Wow.
I mean, that's amazing. The game time temperature was 4 degrees there. But with the wind chill, it felt like a Belichick press conference.
Huh? Come on, Mark. Hey, that Josh Allen kid, though, he's like he's to football what John Belushi was to stage time at SNL. It's just, he's going to dominate. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, he's great. He looks great. I mean, that's the game this coming weekend that I feel bad for whoever loses that, because that, you know, Bills Chiefs, like both of those teams should go on in the playoffs. You know, that could be a Super Bowl if we had a different structure of things going on.
Yeah, right. And but that different structure will never. I'm not a structure guy anyway. speaking of the cold, that Bart Scott fella suggested his cure for playing in cold weather was to pop a couple of Viagra. Which, right, in most NFL locker rooms is 8 or 9 down on the pill list. So it's hard to find just to start with.
Yeah, well, it was Josh Allen said he was worried about his toes getting cold. And Bart said, you know, you should take Viagra to help with circulation. Hey, whatever helps you get up for the game. That's what I say.
Sure, exactly. I would work imagine hard, a kicker hard. Might yeah. take Viagra to keep his toes in shape.
But Viagra, sure, Viagra in football. You thought being on the bottom of the pile was scary before. If I were the Bills, I too would have a hard on for being the Patriots. So I get it.
So come on, everybody.
It's Viagra in the NFL. You thought it hurt being tackled by your hair. They might have to rename Hard Knocks. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He got that first down by an inch.
Yeah, it's a game of inches. That's right. I hope that was a stiff arm. This one was set by
bringing out the sticks to measure it.
This one was set by a Leighton Harper that made me giggle. Bill Belichick tried it. He got taller.
Yeah. Now, but I'm not sure that New England wins this, because the Steelers get a pass just because they're kind of hiding that burnt dinner mess they threw out on the field.
We knew they were bad.
Behind
right.
Big Ben's retirement. So they kind of get a pass. Oakland was competitive. They just kind of forgot at one point that the end zone was their ultimate destination.
It's early, but I say the 2023 Raiders MVP, the car that drives itself. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. So I'm going to go Dallas just because what a mess. The QB run, the butt bump from the ref on the quarterback, that Black Friday at Walmart fake punt maneuver. There are people running off and on. And then, you know, then throwing things at the refs. Hey, the refs didn't call the play. Although right. then they checked with Mike McCarthy and he said, yeah, I gave the refs the option to call that play. So it turns out the refs actually did call that play.
McCarthy was mad that, you know, the refs didn't get there in time. Well, to be fair, they were still laughing that he called a running play with 14 seconds left from midfield. 14
actually,
seconds.
That guy, he was booking it, man.
Yeah, he was trying. He was doing his best. He knew it was a thing. He had to get there right. But calling that play, that's a bad, terrible, right? That's an awful call. Like, I just, 14 seconds and you're running the ball. It was like you're playing Madden and then you let your cat finish the game. Like, what's the matter with you?
I don't know. Yeah, that was a weird, and he seemed excited that he had open field. And, right. You know, no one else did.
No one else did. That was a bad call. Mel Gibson had a better call.
Wow. Wow. He was actually going faster at the time too than Dak Prescott, not known for being fleet of foot. Of all the character traits that Dak Prescott has, being extremely fast is not one of them.
No, if he just got down a little bit early sooner, but from my point of view, it's, you're at midfield. You got 14 seconds. That's 2, maybe 3 long passes, preferably in the end zone. Just try the Hail Mary. You got in a position. You succeeded in the prior 3 or 4 plays to get to here. Just throw the ball and pray. That's what time of the game it is. What are you
at
doing?
At least give him the Ricky Henderson slide. He gave him the Ron Santos slide where he just kind of stopped dead and everybody went, whoa, what? Are you okay? That ate up 2 or 3 seconds right there. Sponsored, incidentally, by Hyperbole.com. Each day, a new compliment for your cat. Now let's dive into the playoff games. Gary, you can join us too. Saturday, AFC Cincinnati Bengals versus Tennessee Titans. Tennessee by 3.5. The over under 47. Weather 39 degrees with wind gusts coming out of Kid Rock's bar. Who are you taking in this one, Kostocki?
Derrick Henry's back straight up. I'm taking the Titans, but if I'm gambling against the spread to get 3.5 and take Joe Burrow, I'd go that way. So I'm splitting it up depending on what's happening.
Wow. So you're saying for most of my listeners, take Cincinnati, and then for the Mormons, take Tennessee.
That's right. That's right.
Gary, where are you going with this?
I have a hard time betting against Tennessee. That coach, you know, spent so much time up there in New England watching Belichick. Yeah. I really think that he's destined for the next decade or so. They're going to be playoff contenders, I would say, 7 out of 10 years. I mean, they're going to be, I got to go Titans, but I would probably flirt with the under.
Oh, that's so you're going Titans under.
I just don't see Joe Burrow really performing like he did last time. I that felt fluky to me. It was a great game. He looked amazing, but I don't know that Cincinnati has that much winning in them.
Well, they got an awful lot of offensive weapons, but there are times when they do appear to be whatever Eddie Van Halen's first band was. You know, it's just Joe Burrow and then a couple of guys. So hopefully he can make it happen, but I think he's going to run into a buzzsaw. I agree I think, Kostocki, you're picking Tennessee to win.
Yep.
But Cincinnati against the spread, that's a split pick. I don't know what to do with that. If I were in Vegas, there would be a big guy behind me who would just come over to your house right now and say, hey, make a choice. We'll go with a split thing. So all three of us on Tennessee, I'm actually weirdly going over. I think it's going to be one of those weird things. So I'm thinking over. Sponsored, incidentally, by Gascade. Let your wind out in gentle, hard-to-pinpoint waves with Gascade. NFC game Saturday. San Francisco 49ers at the Green Bay Packers line. Green Bay by 5.5. Over under 47.5. Weather, snow flurries. Temperature starting at 16 degrees and descending to 2 degrees, or as they call it in Green Bay, good walleye weather. Who's your pick, Kostocki Konomopoulos? You just came out of this weather. You went to Nebraska and the Dakotas in a blinding snowstorm.
And I'm going back. I'm going to be in Appleton in a couple of weeks. And I got to tell you, I'm really happy it's not this weekend against a primetime Packers playoff game. And I would just be standing there by myself.
Right. Although you may take this as a direction in which your pick should go.
Yeah,
I'm going to be there in 2 weeks.
That's right. I'm definitely picking the Packers. I wouldn't be shocked if the Packers won by 20 or more. They're at home. It's freezing. Aaron Rodgers had some time off. That team's clicking on all cylinders right now. I think the Packers win it probably easily.
Gary.
I couldn't agree more, aside from the fact that the Packers just seem to be flowing right now, the home field advantage. Aaron Rodgers is on a mission to prove something. He's playing for his next contract. He's playing to shut everyone up. I mean, assuming everything goes as planned, the biggest game of the season is not the Super Bowl. It's the Packers game after this one.
Well, let me tell you this. I agree with you guys. And as a Packer fan, I'm picking the Packers. But these San Francisco 49ers, first of all, Jimmy Garoppolo, a most successful Italian general ever. And then Debo, this kid, Debo Samuel, he doesn't seem to care where they line him up. I think he ran one play from left tackle and still scored. So the neutralizer on a guy like that is going to be the cold. I don't know if Deebo Samuel has ever played in this level of cold, and you can kind of sense it. You can sense it in a football game. You can sense it at the liquor store, at the dental office. You can sense in that kind of cold when people just go, I'm calling it a day, and they leave. And that may happen with San Francisco, but I think it'll be more competitive than you guys. I think it's going to be a touchdown, which will still cover the points. I don't know about the over-under. I'm going to leave that to be. Sponsored, incidentally, by Acetaminophen. Blow the aspirin right into your face with Acetaminophen. Like that. Sunday games. Buffalo Bills at the Kansas City Chiefs. Line Chiefs by 2.5. Over-under 55. Weather in the mid-30s, or as they call it in Kansas City, unbearably cold. Kostaki, where were you taking this game?
Oh, this one's a tough. This is the toughest one because both of these teams could continue on and win a Super Bowl. I think you give the edge to the home team, and Mahomes threw 5 touchdowns and we didn't even blink. We weren't even surprised by that this week. So we take this guy for granted, and the defense has been playing good. I'm going to pick the Chiefs, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Bills won, and if the Bills won big, you know, those are both great teams.
Right. So you're hedging once again.
Yeah, that's right. I'm picking the Chiefs.
You're picking the Chiefs. Okay, good. Because even your plant was leaning in at this point saying, hey, dude, take a side. Gary, what do you think?
I agree with Kostaki. I think you have to give the edge to the home team here, especially in Arrowhead, which is such a dynamic stadium, especially in the playoffs. And, you know, if nothing else, I do agree this is the hardest one to pick and the best game of the weekend. But I got to defer to my friend Rob Riggle, and I'm gonna be rooting for the Chiefs here, even if they are in the division that my team pretends to play in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's a Charger fan.
Oh, okay.
Kostaki.
No, it's not okay, Kostaki. It's not okay. It's a horrible life. I've been encouraging my wife to make my son a Packers fan.
All you had to do was kneel down the whole game and make it into the playoffs. What's the matter with your team?
You know what, Kostaki? I believe that...
Suddenly, Kostaki takes a stand.
I believe that Brandon Staley is so in tune with the ethos of being a Chargers head coach that he took that time out to give the fans what they deserve, what they know and love.
He deserves so much hell for that. Yeah,
I think the term is ether, not ethos.
Just take a knee. Just subtly agree with the other team to just take it easy on each other and both make. They had a chance to screw over Ben Roethlisberger by just consenting. There was a poetry in this that was just waiting to happen, but no, they had to play it out.
Yeah, a little Eric Idle, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
The best part was the videos that came out after, where you had the Chargers superstars walking up to the Raiders players and going, "Were you gonna take a knee?" And they were like, "Yeah, we were.
Yeah,
we sure were. Yeah, kick a field goal rather. Sorry, not
the field goal was too far. We were gonna just take it easy and just lay down and be done and all go to the playoffs. But instead, we sacrificed the Steelers to the Chiefs.
And now here I am rooting for the Chiefs because I'm friends with a Chiefs fan. Yeah. The world
well,
is upside
you don't
down.
Have to because my pick is the Buffalo Bills.
All right.
33 degrees. That's balmy. They're going to be out there in Bermuda shorts and shades. They're going to waltz through this. This is nothing for Josh Allen. 3 strides of Josh Allen, you're 18 yards downfield. If they get any sort of break and they can get a little heat on Mahomes, I think they can make this a game and win it in the fourth quarter. That's what I think. Right. They could also, in classic Kostaki Economopoulos fashion, the Bills could also collapse.
So
I'm picking this mostly so that we can get one of the 3 holes in this game off the schneid. Sponsored by Slacker Barrel. Come on in and eat. Or not. We don't really care. Oh, the big game. The Los Angeles Rams at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The line was 4, I think, when it was a chain. It was 2.5, maybe.
3.5, maybe, yeah.
Somewhere in there. Over under, I believe, 50. Weather, gorgeous. No, wait, rain. Oh, and then gorgeous again. And then 50-mile-an-hour winds. Florida, folks.
Florida.
Who are you picking in this one, Kostaki?
This is the one I'll pick the underdog. I've had enough of Tom Brady, so I'm going with my heart, not my head on this one. I want the Buccaneers to lose, and so I'm gonna read that the Rams have got it all clicking, and I'm rooting for a Rams victory in this one. I'll take the Rams.
Well, if I may say, you're going with your heart, but your heart is well protected by Lipitor in this. That's a hell of a team as an underdog, the Rams.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's a lot of talent. Gary, who are you going?
Well, I think the Rams have the talent to be competitive. Ultimately, I cannot root against or bet against Tom Brady. I can't. I cannot, even if I'm kind of rooting for the Rams. I would like to see another, you know, it was fun to watch the home team play the Super Bowl in their home stadium last year. I wouldn't mind that again, but I don't know if the Bucks.
Here's what you guys.
The Chargers are already out of it.
I know.
Isn't Tom Brady due just by the laws of physics to have a horrible game in the playoffs at some point?
Yeah, this would be a fun one to see.
This would be a fun one to just go 0-for-7 with two picks to start the game.
Yeah,
but here's the problem, Chet.
Pick six,
Chet. By those same laws of physics, he could do that stat line and he'd still win.
Yeah,
no, I don't think with it unless Leonard Fournette is 100%. I don't think that's happening with the Bucs this year. I think they're a little bit they're dangerous. I'm not buying this whole thing that they're not dangerous, because they are still extremely dangerous, especially if Fournette's back. Then it doesn't matter. If they got Fournette back, he'll run on anybody and Brady will make it work. But I don't know. One of these times he's just got to come out and go to clean off his face mask and forget he doesn't have the glass there and poke himself in the something has to happen bad to this guy. I'm sick of it. Kostaki, best coach in this round. Who do you think? Andy Reid, Matt LaFleur. Who's the best coach out of all the coaches?
Well, it's been a little quiet the last year or two, but Sean McVay would be at the top of my list, I think.
Wow, yeah.
Andy Reid's hard to argue with, though. You know, those would be top two in my head.
Sean McVay is certainly the handsomest, but Bruce Arians is the only one smart enough to take the aging goat and get out of the way. So I got to go with him.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going Matt LaFleur, although I like Bruce Arians slapping a guy around by the helmet. That was kind of fun.
That was fun.
And I do like Andy Reid. If Cracker Barrel ever picks someone to be a mascot, it should be Andy Reid. I would go if his mug was right next to a cast iron frying pan. I think I would eat there. Sponsored, incidentally, by 45 Hour Energy Drink. Live big, crash hard with 45 Hour Energy Drink. And Zigzag Zit Cream. Your zits will never see it coming with Zigzag. Serpentine with Zigzag Zit Cream. All right, that was that. I mean, all right, so we got our winner. Let me go over here. Oh, man, I threw the other games on the floor. Gary, I'm counting on you here. First game. Oh, brother, I think it's this one. Yeah, here we go. Bengals, Titans, we're all taking the Titans. Niners, Packers, we're all taking the Packers. We're splitting on some of the odds and stuff like that. But, you know, none of us have the money to make that happen. Bills, Chiefs, you guys are taking the Chiefs. I'm taking the Bills. Mm. Rams, Tampa Bay. Kostaki's taking the Rams. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm taking Tampa Bay, and Gary's taking Tampa Bay.
Right. All right, we got a few differences here. Okay.
Yeah, there'll be some. That'll shake it up for sure. Any last thoughts on the playoffs or any picks, Kostaki Economopoulos, for the Super Bowl and the eventual winner?
Oh, man. Boy, I don't know. I like it all. I just love the whole thing, the pageantry and the storylines. And whoever wins that Chiefs-Bills game, you know, that's the team that I think you have to believe in the most.
Yeah, that's the team that'll get dissected.
The one bummer about the Chiefs-Bills game is that it's being held at Arrowhead, and we won't get the iconic, perfect moment that we got when we played in Buffalo, where up, 33-3, the Patriots finally score their first touchdown, and what does one Bills fan sitting near the end zone do? I'm going to throw a dildo at him.
Never change,
Bills Mafia. Never change.
No, that's the Bible Belt. You'll be lucky to get a halfway decent barbecue brisket sandwich thrown out of the field there.
That, That's a tradition that strikes me as like it happened by accident somewhere and it became an excuse. Like, dude, is that a dildo in your pot? What are you? No, I'm not doing that. I'm
going to the game.
I brought it to taunt the Patriots. Like, all right.
Honey, I said, hand me my wallet. Where did that come from out of your purse?
Who's smuggling a dildo into the... It's right up there with smuggling the octopus in to throw on the ice.
You know, like, look, if you're competing against Bart Scott and his Viagra, some of us are going to need some artificial help. That's all I'm saying. My guest today, the hilarious Kostaki Economopoulos. Follow him on Twitter, @FunnyKostaki. I believe that's correct.
That's right.
And then follow my producer, Gary, @GPatrickSmith. He's the consigliere, of course, of the great Adam Carolla over at the Adam Carolla Show. Now, tell me, Kostaki, how we get more Kostaki. Where are you going to be? Tell us about All Pro Lines, where we can find that, all that stuff. All that good stuff.
Ground zero of everything is Kostaki.com. One of the many advantages of being named Kostaki. You can get the website with just your first name. But most of the fun in the next month is happening at All Pro Lines. It's on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook @AllProLines. It's all topical NFL jokes. So it's all this kind of stuff that we're doing today. And come join us. In fact, you can chime in. We generally, there's a few jokes during the course of the week, like the Viagra one, where we kind of post the setup and let everybody write some tags and lines. So it's not just passive entertainment. If you want to jump in and join us, you could do that.
It's been interactive.
Fun. It's interactive.
That's what the kids say.
That's right. And I want you to tweet that Garoppolo joke so I can retweet it. That's the kind of thing we do at All Pro Lines.
There you go. You got it. And then any road work coming up? Where are you going to be?
I'm in Appleton in a couple of weeks. And then back to Indianapolis. The whole schedule is at Kostaki.com. I got a bunch of gigs. I really did kind of go away for a year and a half. Yeah. And now I'm back and I'm loving it. We're selling a bunch of tickets and I'm loving being a comic again. I appreciate it before, but after not getting to do it for a while, I love it even more now. So it's good to be back.
You realize how frail it actually is. Hey, people are paying good money to listen to crap that I made up. Wow, I better value that.
Yeah, that's right. That's well said.
That is fragile as it is. Kostaki, thank you so much. It's always great to have you come back on the show.
Oh, I love it, Chet. Thanks for having me, Gus.
Follow me on Twitter @ChetWaterhouse and my comedian buddy @RealJeffCesario. His album, What Was I Thinking, streaming everywhere. The Play With Pain mugs available at JeffCesario.com. That's Chet Waterhouse face on one side, Play With Pain on the other side. And hey, I just figured out how to give them my PayPal information so I actually get money now if you buy the mug. That's exciting. If you want more of me this weekend, I'll be in Mildew Springs, Arkansas with my buddies Taft Hartley and PJ Bottoms calling Scootocross. It's like motocross, but slower and whinier. Sponsored by J.C. Penney, dressing homicide detectives for over 60 years. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.